I was reading on News 24 earlier today a reportage of a webinar which took place earlier this week, and I was intrigued by something attributed to Professor Mandivamba Rukuni, who is a development analyst and strategist in the areas of agriculture, community development, and so on. And the prof was quoted as saying that South Africa has all the needed tools to address the land issue. And given how little progress we've made with the land issue and how poorly judged many of the decisions have been, how poorly supported the farmers who have got land have been and so on, I was a bit taken aback by that and said that before we get to using the tools, which he believes South Africa has, we need to address structural difficulties first, such as the middle income trap. Professor Mandivamba Rukuni on the line to us now. Mandivamba, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you? Nice to be talking to you.
Where shall I start? Let's start with what the necessary tools are to address the land issue, which you believe we have.
Well, to start with, the real issue is being able to envision a significant transformation, both socially and economically, due to land reform. Land reform pays off when it accelerates the pace at which society increases its wealth and distributes the wealth. So that's why land reform in Japan triggered a massive industrial revolution and a few other countries. So that should be the proper role of land reform, whether or not it's a radical one or it is one that is precipitated by political situations, or it is something that is deliberately put together. One hopes that in the end, that's where you get at. And in the case of South Africa, I suppose they are still at it, trying to figure out really whether land reform will lead to a structural transformation that's much more inclusive than the current kind of hardwired dual economy that South Africa has, which has got so many structural faults, it's difficult to grow the economy. Hence the middle income trap, yes.
Okay, well then, just to explain a little bit more what you mean by the middle income trap.
Middle income trap basically is a syndrome that is experienced in many, many countries all over the world, but it's most persistent in Africa, where we don't have a high income country.
EWN Traffic.
On the N1 outgoing, there's still that accident scene that's at the R300 with the right lane still closed, and that's causing heavy traffic from Yipdiyaga. And there's roadworks on the N7 south. The left lane's closed at Potsdam Road. If you're heading towards Rabo on Solaris Pass, there's roadworks that's at the Horseshoe Bend with the left lane closed. I'm Shirley Narumo, EWN Traffic in 20 minutes.
Every now and then we get somebody who contacts us and either asks us a question about or makes a comment on what happened at the Fairview Racecourse in Nelson Mandela Bay. And we have been trying to get further information. It's been reported to a degree in Eyewitness News at the moment. But what has happened unequivocally is that there were at least one horse was killed and several, we're not sure how many other horses, were maimed at the Fairview Racecourse. The racecourse appears to have been invaded by between 150, 200 people who then, with machetes and pangas and things like that, attacked the racehorses. And the understanding that we have is that the attack was taken, was carried out by grooms who had been working at the stables, and they lost their jobs and they were unhappy about not receiving UIF payments. So this was their response. And quite obviously this is, you know, how does one find language strong enough to point out just how insanely wrong this is? What role did the horses have to play in the fact that supposedly the grooms who lost their jobs didn't get UIF. And of course, I mean, there's a kind of, I suppose, a mob mentality that takes over.